RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
All right, it is time for some PM Team Professors. We grade some things that not only happened in Steelers-Browns, but a couple of consequences or fallout things from this game. Let's start with Adam Schefter, who went on Pat McAfee's show earlier today and had to say this about Mike Tomlin's future.
I think that somebody's going to lose that game. And when they do, there are going to be conversations that occur all over the organization. What went wrong? Look, there have been questions about both coaches' futures. That both these coaches, Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh, for all they've done, for all they've meant to their respective organizations, for all they've meant to the National Football League, they will have a big say. I think these guys will go in there and say, okay, you know what? It's been a great run. One of them may go in there and say, it's been a great run. Might be time to go try something else, whether that's TV or another job somewhere else. Like, those things are possible. They're within the realm of possibility for the wide range of outcomes after week 18.
Malzy, grade that report from Schefter.
I'm going to go like C minus still. Below average. I just do not believe in specific. You're talking about specifically the Tomlin side of it?
Yes, I don't care about Harbaugh.
Yeah. To me, the fact that they have a 9 in the win column, and the fact that Mike wants to pass Chuck Knoll, and the fact that I think Mike wants to say he coached a team here for 20 seasons, which would be next year. All of that would happen next year. I usually laugh at people who are like, the only thing that ever matters to Mike and to everybody else is getting 9 wins in a year. But I actually think that that win being on the ledger right now makes his return next year a near certainty.
I give it a B. The reason why I give it a higher grade is knowing how plugged in Schefter is and the fact that he works for ESPN. When he brings up the TV thing, I just wonder, what does he know that we don't know? On his end, he knows, and he said this before, that ESPN or any of these other networks would pay Mike Tomlin a lot of money. If Mike Tomlin never, ever, ever wanted to go work in TV, I think Schefter would say that, right? Because Schefter has said on TV enough that Tomlin would get paid a lot of money to go do TV. You'd think by now someone in the Steelers organization who Schefter is close with, Omar Khan, for example, or maybe Tomlin or Tomlin's agent would say, Schefter, just pipe down with that. That's never going to happen.
Who's Mike repped by? Because Schefter's under the Creative Artists Agency.
It's a good question. I should know that answer, but I don't off the top of my head.
Well, I was trying to like run through that just because that's how my brain works these days. Is there any of this Adam Schefter doing some sort of personal you know, favor for Mike Tomlin because they share an agency. He is Brian Levy of Goal Line Football. That's Tomlin's AI. That's what AI tells me his agent is, or who AI tells me his agent is.
I thought you didn't believe in AI.
Well, that's just the first thing that comes up, but it does seem to be that that's the case.
So you're not even seeking out AI? AI comes to you now?
Well, Google puts it up there, that stupid Gemini thing.
Grade AI.
F. F. I'm going to grade AI, and it's never going to be better than an F. And the people who push AI
never
on us...
Never going to be better
actually,
than
you know
an
what? F. I'm going to give AI itself an F+. There are probably some uses for it. In fact, there are some uses for it. I'm going to give the people pushing AI on us, like the billionaire tech bros doing this whole thing, telling us it's indispensable. I'm going to give them like a Z. I'm going to give them a grade that doesn't exist because that's how much I hate them. No, but they're not sharing an agent. I know Schefter must, it's the old, what does he know that we don't? But I also just think Adam is somewhat of an entertainer, right? Like his job is to go on and give reports that are like fodder, right? To some extent. He's on McAfee, which is, you know, he's going on there to try to say something interesting. Who does it really harm if Adam Schefter just casually tosses out the, who knows? I mean, they might not. I think it's a very guilt-free way for him to say, you know, Mike might decide he wants to do something different. He might not as well.
I know, but I do think if there's nothing to that, it could damage his relationship with Mike, who he wants stuff from.
I mean, I thought he framed that in a very pro-Mike way. Like, it'll still be Mike who would have to make the call. It's not him saying they're
going
to push Mike out of there.
TV is beneath him.
I don't think Mike does, though, the way he thinks college football is. I think he knows that other coaches have made a ton of money to work TV.
Yes, Chaz?
Can you do me a favor? Can you just play that open one more time?
I think I know why you're asking.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200+ classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I think that somebody's going to lose that game. And when they Stop do, it. They're going to be...
That is an insane...
I think somebody's going to lose this game. No bleep, Sherlock.
I do like the idea of them playing like an 82-quarter game that just like, there's nobody left.
Well, not necessarily. It could end in a tie. It's not a playoff game.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because it's a de facto division title
game. Remember that
Chargers-Raiders
game? If it ended in a tie, it would have kept the Steelers out of the playoffs.
Oh, that's,
yeah,
I don't know why my brain
overtime.
I don't know why my brain went that way. Like,
okay,
they
number
the
one,
record.
Touche to you,
yeah,
Mr. Filippone. Number two, still no bleep, Sherlock. Somebody's going to lose the game.
Here's a question. If the Steelers got the ball back in that overtime and had to get probably, I don't know, I'm trying to think, like, had to basically get one first down to win the game outright, would Tomlin go for, like, the kill? Or, like, they're tied with, like, you know what I mean? It's, like, 3 minutes left. They've got both the Ravens have both their timeouts. Do you think Mike would coach it like, I'm going for the kill shot? I want to win this game
no,
outright.
No, because a tie is as good as a win
or would
for them.
Or would he treat it like I have the lead? in the fourth quarter, I'll punt the ball back.
Yeah, if a tie's fine for them.
No, but like, would he try? Would it be the old bit where you put the ball in the air to try to win the game outright? You know what I mean? Like, he would treat it like he had the lead, but he was going to let Mason Rudolph win the game in Seattle, something like that. Or would he get ultra conservative? Where a tie is fine, but if you lose, you still lose. Like, it's all on the line there. I wonder how he would coach that setting.
I think he could get conservative. We've seen Aaron Rodgers get conservative in playoff games.
Because who was it? It was the Chargers that tried to get funny with the Raiders.
Yeah.
And the Raiders then took advantage of it.
All right, Jack, you're an aspiring broadcaster. I want you to grade the Browns' final radio call from Steelers-Browns.
Shedeur Sanders takes a knee, and that will do it. 13-6. The Browns beat the Steelers. I don't care about the draft. I care about beating the Steelers. And it always feels good to beat the Steelers. I don't care where we do it and what's at stake.
I mean, how many times is he going to mention the Steelers? Bad. D.
D.
I'm giving it an F.
Is that because he was a crappy interview with us or gave us
no,
attitude?
No, I mean, that helps nudge me towards being crueler to Andrew Siciliano, who Ken Carmen, our friend, insists is an awesome dude. Maybe he is. I'm sure he and Ken are friends as Browns Radio Network guys.
I bet if Ken took him to a game, they'd have nicer seats and he wouldn't give them bad directions, but that's neither here nor there.
Two things I hate about that. You're calling the game for the Cleveland Browns, like for Browns fans. He made the first part of that call all about himself. I love beating the Steelers anywhere, anytime, anyway. I don't care about the draft. Okay, Andrew, we get it. You don't. You also don't play for the team. He gave it a we. It was all about Andrew Siciliano, like wish fulfillment there.
But I think I give it a low mark, too. I'll give it like a D minus. I think if he just says without like saying I think if his call is, the hell with the draft, the Browns just beat the Steelers, and just let that
I agree with that.
Hang.
I think that's a much better call. But he had to interject himself in there. I love this.
Put that draft pick in your pipe and smoke it. The Browns beat the Steelers, and leave it there. And don't say I. I'm with you. I. Would Greg Brown or anybody like that, like after
no,
a
I
big
think,
Pirates win, say, I'm so happy that the Pirates
I'll
won this
I'll meet
game.
You in St. Louis. Louis? No, he wouldn't, I don't think.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I didn't like, it seemed like that call was much more about Andrew Siciliano puffing his own chest out about the game.
Last one. How do we
than
like
anything?
This answer from Aaron Rodgers on the Steelers blowing a chance to win the division?
Aaron, when you let go of an opportunity like that to clinch, what is it to bounce back? You know, you got one more shot.
I mean, it's not difficult. That's our job, you know, playing all 17.
Do we like that?
What do you even, I couldn't even understand the
I thought
last
his whole press
it.
Conference after the game
can
was
you
horrible.
Can you play it again? I'm sorry.
It's Dulac asking a
no,
meandering
I,
question.
I know.
When you let go of an opportunity like that to clinch, what is it to bounce back? You know, you got one more shot.
I mean, it's not difficult. That's our job, you know, playing all 17.
Okay. Well, you wouldn't have had to play all 17 if you had just not played like ass in this game. I thought his press conference was defensive, standoffish, bad Aaron Rodgers when he decides he's better than the people, like intellectually better than the people asking him questions. I thought it was very sensitive given that he probably knew deep down he didn't play well. Or maybe he
did. You did struggle offensively.
They got a good defense. But yeah, we didn't execute very well in third down, so I didn't have a very good game.
He okay. at least admitted he didn't have
all
a
right.
good game.
I knock it all the way up to a D.
Well.
I wouldn't flirt with D plus there because it was still mostly terrible. And the Marquez, not Marquez, is an all-timer from him. But at least he admitted that he stunk.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. and the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.